利利亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你啊，让我们能够在这个讲习会啊，进入第二天的上午。
Lord, thank you that we have arrived on the second, the morning of the second day of the seminar.
主啊，求你的灵继续带领我们啊，有半天的学习。
And we ask your spirit to continue to guide us for our half days of studies.
啊，让我们心里面因着你的话语，因着你圣灵的充满啊，能够有维持火热的心。
That we can continue to have a fervent heart from the power of your spirit.
啊，能够把我们这火热的心啊带回到我们的地方教会去。
And we can bring this zealous heart back to our local church.
啊，让我们的弟兄姊妹都能够成为主的精兵。
So our brothers and sisters can become Christian soldiers for you.
啊，让我们对你，让在你所交代的啊传福音的工作的使命上面啊，每个人都能够持守我们的岗位。
So on this evangelical mission, ministry that you have entrusted us, we can all perform our duties.
啊，能够有力量，能够达成你所交代的。
That we have the strength to accomplish the mission that you have given us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，昨天啊，传道用。五堂课哈，跟我们讲教会的五大教义，还有真耶稣教会。
So yesterday the pastor spent five sessions to go through the basic doctrines of the True Jesus Church.
那我们早上来验收一下。
So this morning we have a exam.
验收哈。
We have a review.
啊，不是考试了哈，不用紧张。
It's not exam. Don't be scared.
啊。首先哈，五道教义是什么
？So what are the five basic doctrines？
自己心里面默念一下，什么是五道教义
？What are the five doctrines？
我算到五哈，一二三四五。
Count one to five. One, two, three, four, five.
可以哈，都知道嘛哈。
So you know, we all know them.
只要不知道的话，赶快再换一下，什么是五道教义
？If you can't remember them right now, please just flip through the notes really quickly and review.
啊。那早上呢，可能要用几个哈啊五道教义当中哈，当然几个圣礼除外哈。我们在邀请我们的朋友来教会的时候哈，经常会碰到的一些问题。
So in the basic doctrines, aside from the sacraments, we'll talk about some of the questions that we are likely to encounter when we choose friends.
所以很多里面重要的圣经节呢，哈，传道已经都有跟我们讲过。
The pastor has already gone through most of the important verses.
好，那我们在整个 go over 过一次的时候，哈，我们再把这些重要的圣经节，我们再把它记在脑筋里面。
And we go over this again, we can try to remember these key verses.
我们翻开我们的讲义哈，那个 B section.
Let's turn to our handout section B.
啊 ，B section 呢啊有很多的这个 slide 的一些 format 哈。
There are a few slides in the section B.
啊，这些就是让我们要记的话比较容易记。
So this is for us to remember more easily.
哦，那把传道讲的一些重点哈，再一次的把它呈现出来啊，我们可能字比较大一点哈，看得比较清楚。
And this repeats some of the ideas that the pastor had taught us, and maybe with bigger words, will be more easily to remember.
有时候我们要邀请我们的朋友来教会啊，并不是一件很容易的事情。
Sometimes it's not easy for us to invite our friends to church.
但是感谢神哈，我们不断的邀一直不断的邀请之下呢，我们的朋友愿意跟我们来教会。
I thank God sometimes after we invite them for a while, some of our friends might be willing to come to church.
啊，所以有时候我们的朋友会跟我们讲说啊，可以啊，我这个礼拜天刚好有空。我可以跟你去教会。
So sometimes a friend might say, "Oh, sure, I have some time this Sunday. I'll go to church with you."
但是我们跟他讲说。我们教会是在礼拜六聚会。
But then we had to tell them, well, we have services on Saturday.
哦，我们是守安息日。
We keep the Sabbath day.
哦，这个时候你就要跟你的朋友讲说，为什么我们教会是在礼拜六聚会？那其他 90%几的教会都是在礼拜天聚会。
So now you have to explain to your friend why we keep a Sabbath and have service on Saturdays, and 90% of other Christian churches have services on Sundays.
传道讲很多都是比较深入的比较深入的一些我们必须要了解的。
And the pastor went over some items that are more in depth.
其实我们教会对这个安息日昨天有发很多人都有拿到那个本子那个是一本书很厚的都是专门讲安息日的。
So actually, we have published a whole book, a pretty thick book, all on the topic of Sabbath.
这些都是我们必须要去了解。
These are all things that we must understand.
但是啊，对我们的朋友来讲，对一个不认识神的人讲，对一个不认识圣经的人讲，他们不需要，可能他们也没有办法了解这么多。
But for our friends who do not know God, do not know the Bible, they probably don't need to know all of that.
所以我们只要跟他们讲一些比较基础的为什么我们教会是在礼拜六守安息日聚会。
So just need to tell them maybe the more basic points of why we keep the Sabbath down Saturday.
那我们的朋友会跟我们讲说，好，那你教会的地址在哪里？你教会叫什么名字？
And then maybe your friend will ask you, where is your church located and what's the name of your church?
那我们就跟他讲说，我们教会是真耶稣教会。
So we'll tell them that our church is called the True Jesus Church.
很多人听到这个名字，他可能会一下子听不清楚，他会说什么？能不能再讲一次
？So a lot of people when they hear our name, they'll think that they didn't hear it correctly, so they ask us to say it again.
我们说真耶稣教会。
So we repeat again, True Jesus Church.
然后越讲越小声
But the more we say it, the quieter we become.
好像我们对我们自己教会的名字不敢讲得很大声啊。
It's like we do not dare to speak our church's name too loudly.
真耶稣教会这几个字好像成为我们传福音的一种阻碍。
So the name True Jesus Church almost become a hindrance for us to preach the gospel.
我想这是很多弟兄姊妹他们在传福音的时候呢，心里面的一种障碍。
And I believe for many brothers and sisters, this is actually a difficulty they have to overcome when they preach the gospel.
真耶稣教会本来是我们的荣耀。
The True Jesus Church is actually our honor.
但是呢，曾几何时呢，却变成我们传福音的时候，我们不敢跟人讲说我们是在真耶稣教会聚会。
But somehow, when we preach the gospel, we actually are afraid to tell people that we go to the True Jesus Church.
所以我们对真耶稣教会这几个字神给我们的教会的名字我们必须要了解，必须要去珍惜啊。
So we must understand this name, the True Jesus Church, that's given to our church by God, and know its preciousness.
那当然。到我们朋友邀请我们到教会来的时候，大部分的弟兄姊妹就开始紧张了。
After we invite our friends to church, for most brothers and sisters, they start to become nervous.
我们的朋友到我们教会看到我们祷告的样子，会不会有什么样的反应？
They worry when their friends come to church, what reaction they will have to our prayer.
所以很多朋友到我们教会，他之前很高兴，但是看到我们这种紧张的样子，他反而是说怪怪的。
So some of our friends, even though they might be looking forward to coming to church, but when they see how nervous we are, they might start to think that something is wrong.
我们看到你到我们教会，看到我们教会祷告，你不要觉得奇怪哦。
So sometimes we'll say, well, when you come to our church and see our prayer, don't think it's strange.
本来不奇怪的，被我们讲奇怪，就变成奇怪了。
So maybe they weren't even thinking of it as being strange, but once they mentioned it, they became to think of it as being strange.
所以我们不讲奇怪，我们讲说这是神奇妙的作为啊。
And so we do not call it strange, but we say that this is a miraculous work from God.
把奇怪变成奇妙。
And to change saying from saying strange to calling it a wonderful or miraculous.
所以早上用这三个安息日。真耶稣教会还有圣灵我们来验收我们这几天所学习的成果看我们还能够还记得多少。
So this morning we'll go over Sabbath, the name of the True Jesus Church, and also the Holy Spirit to review how much we have learned the last day.
对于安息日呢一般人呢对安息日有三个错误的观念就是三个迷思。
And for Sabbath day, usually people have three questions or confusions.
啊，第一个错误的观念呢，就是说安息日呢是给犹太人的。
The first misconception they usually have is that the Sabbath day is for Jews only.
啊，那假如说我们朋友问到我们这个问题的时候，我们要怎么来回答
？So if one of our friends asks us this question, then how should we answer?
哦，等一下我会问大家了。
I'll ask you everyone later.
啊，昨天传道也有跟我们提过哈，那怎么回答
？So yesterday the pastor also reminded us how we should answer this question.
第二个哈，一般教会都是守礼拜天，哈，我们教会去守礼拜六安息日。
The second issue is that most other Christian churches have services on Sunday, but we have it on Saturday.
啊，他们说礼拜天是主日。
So they call Sunday the Lord's Day.
啊，主耶稣复活之后呢，他们就守主日，不守礼拜六安息日了。
So after the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, they begin to keep the Lord's Day and not the Sabbath day.
啊，这也是一种错误的观念。
This is also a misconception.
那我们怎么样去让他们知道？什么是主日？什么是安息日
？So how do we explain to them what is the Lord's day and what is the Sabbath day？
啊，第三个错误的观念，他们认为说守安息日是摩西的律法啊，主耶稣来的时候已经把这些去掉了。
And the third misconception is that they think of Sabbath as a part of the Mosaic law, which has been removed when Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth.
所以对于这三个错误的观念。我们怎么样来去跟他们沟通呢
？So how do we talk to them about these three misconceptions？
第一个
，First，
啊，安息日是给犹太人的。
That the Sabbath day is for Jews only。
那我们怎么样去回答
？How do we answer this？
谁能够回答一下
？Who can answer this？
啊，你回答的话，你会觉得说你这次参加这个讲习会哈，你有参与哈，你不会没有白来呀、啊。
So if you give me an answer, you will feel that you have participated in this seminar. You won't feel like you came for nothing. Who's willing to answer?
昨天传道花很多的时间在讲。
Pastor went through this in great detail yesterday.
可以讲很短没有关系的，不需要讲很长。
You can just give me a short answer. You don't need to give me a very long answer.
安息日是给犹太人，这个对不对
？Is it true that the Sabbath day is only for Jews?
怎么回答呢
？How do you answer this?
曹弟兄，
So the Sabbath day was established when God created heaven and earth. So on the sixth day, He said, "You should rest and enjoy this blessed day."
好，我们看创世纪第二章哈。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
所以这一节我们一定要知道怎么翻的哈。
So you must remember this verse.
创世纪第二章第一节到第三节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3.
啊，这只是在重复昨天的教导。
I'm just repeating what we have learned yesterday.Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Verse 3. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
这边第二节讲说神歇了他一切的工就安息了。
And here it says, God rested from all his work.
神需要休息吗
？Does God need rest?
神不需要休息吗
？God does not need rest.
谁需要休息
？Who needs rest?
我们需要休息吗
？We need rest.
好，再来第三节。
Verse 3.
神赐福给第七日，定为圣日。
God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it.
神需要从谁那边得到福气吗
？Does God need to be blessed by anyone?
不需要嘛，啊。
He doesn't.
谁需要福气
？Who needs to be blessed？
啊，我们需要福气。
We need to be blessed.
啊，神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，啊。所以，凡遵守第七日的人会得到福气，啊，不是神得到福气。
And God blesses the seventh day and sanctify it, so those who keep it, those people who keep that will be blessed.
哦，所以休息是给人休息，赐福气是给人得到福气。
So this rest is for men, and this blessing is also for men.
哦，所以这是安息日，不是只有给犹太人哈，是给神创造天地的时候就已经设立的，是给所有的人了。
So the Sabbath day is not just for the Jews. This is established when God created heaven and earth.
啊，所以还有哪一节圣经节可以印证刚刚赵弟兄所说的
？So what other verse can support what Brother John said?
主耶稣讲的。
Well, the words of Lord Jesus Christ.
路加福音。啊，路加福音。那个 Andy， 请你念一下，大声一点。路加福音。
第二章。
路加福音二章二十七节，是不是？是吗？
马可福音
啊，马可对，OK 啊 ，Yeah， Mark chapter two verse 27啊，这是我们昨天也有讲到哈。马可福音二章二十七节，好，这是一个很重要的一节哈。
This is a very important verse.
安息日是为人设立的。
The Sabbath was made for men.
好，人不单只是犹太人哈。
The men not just Jews.
啊，人是所有的人呐。
So man, that means all men.
哦，所以这是神创造安息日呢，是给所有的人，不单只是给犹太人。
So the Lord established a Sabbath for all men, not just for the Jews.
哦，那昨天我们有学习到哈，这个从亚当夏娃他们被赶出伊甸乐园之后呢，圣经上就没有记载他们有守安息日哈，一直到什么时候？
So yesterday we mentioned that after Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden, the Bible does not record that they kept the Sabbath. But then, when is Sabbath kept again?
什么时候开始呢？
When is Sabbath kept again?
嗯，讲会讲讲大声一点。出埃及记十六章哈，对，在出埃及记的时候呢，哈，神再一次的吩咐他们要守安息圣日。
So Exodus chapter 16, God again instructed them to keep the Sabbath day.
哦，所以这是我们哈这个历史的背景，我们要把它记在很深刻的记在脑筋里面。
This is the historical background that we must memorize.
哦，所以因为是神吩咐犹太人啊，以色列百姓啊，要守安息日，并且是十诫的一部分，第四诫。
And because God commanded the Israelites to keep the Sabbath and included it as one of the Ten Commandments.
哦，所以很多人有错误的观念哈，这是安息日只是犹太人要守而已啊。
So a lot of people think that the Sabbath is only for the Jews to keep.
啊，那主耶稣来的时候呢，哈，就把这些旧约啦，啊，这个律法啦，都已经废掉了。
So when Lord Jesus came, they believed that he already removed all the Mosaic laws and the old regulations.
其实主耶稣怎么说啊？
But what did Lord Jesus said?
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章十七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 17.
马太福音五章十七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 17.
十七节，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Verse 17, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
哦，主耶稣来不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全。
Lord Jesus did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it.
哦，主耶稣怎么成全
？How does Lord Jesus fulfill the law?
哦，他把我们怎么样来？对神的诫命怎么样来守，把提升到从外表的守，提升到从内心真正的来遵守。
And he elevated the way we keep the law from keeping it externally to keeping it internally.
在古代呢， 以色列人、犹太人，他们守神的律法，哈，有两方面的律法。
So in Old Testament's time, the Jews, the Israelites, they keep God's commandments and laws in two different parts.
我们看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章的第六节。
Luke chapter 1, verse
6. 啊，这边提到说有一个义人啊。
He said there was a righteous man.
啊，路加福音第一章第六节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 6.
这个义人叫做撒加利亚。
This righteous man's name was Zacharias.
啊，他的妻子叫以利沙伯。
And his wife's name was Elizabeth.
啊，这两个这一对夫妇，他们的小孩叫什么名字
？And what's the name of their child?
施洗约翰。
John the Baptist.
啊，然后呢，我们看圣经怎么样描述这一对夫妻。
Let's see how the Bible describes this couple.
第六节。
Verse six.And they were both righteous before God, walking in all commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.
所以他们两个人是在神面前都是义人。
So it says that they were both righteous before God.
他们遵守什么东西？
What do they keep?
第一个是什么？
What's the first part?
诫命。
Commandments.
什么是诫命？
What are the commandments?
就是十诫。
That's the Ten Commandments.
第二个呢？
What's the second part?
礼仪
ordinances
就是摩西的这些礼仪哈，还有一些啊这些规条了。
And these are the most part of the Mosaic law that has to do with regulations.
啊，所以在旧约哈，在犹太人呢、啊，他们要守这两个方面哈，一个是守神的诫命，第二个呢就是这些礼仪跟规条。
And so in Old Testament's time, the Jews have to keep the commandments, but also ordinances.
啊，神的诫这个神的诫命呢，哈，你这个是神亲自用他的手指头所写的。
So the commandments of God are written by God's own fingers.
我们看出埃及记三十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 31.
出埃及记三十一章。
Exodus chapter 31.
第十八节
，Verse 18，
出埃及记三十一章第十八节
，Exodus 31 verse 18。
主在西乃山和摩西说完的话，就把两块法板交给他，是神用指头写的石板。
18, and when he had made an end of speaking with them on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses two tablets of testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God.
神所写的东西不会因时间变化而有所改变。
Words as written by God does not change with time.
哦，所以神要摩西把这个石板啊放在约柜里面。
So God instructed Moses to place these two stone tablets into the Ark of the Covenant.
哦，在出埃及记四十章二十节。
This is in Exodus chapter 40, verse
二十节
20.
出埃及记四十章二十节。
Exodus chapter 40 verse 20。
又把法板放在约柜里。好，所以神的诫命十诫是神亲自用指头写的，好，不可以废弃的，没有时间限制的，是放在约柜的里面。
So the commandments of God are written by the finger of God. They will not change with time, and they are placed in the Ark of the Covenant.
哦，那这是第一种，第一种就是神的诫命。
So this is the first type, that's God's commandments.
哦，第二种我们刚所读的就是这种礼仪律。
And the second part is what we just read, which are the ordinances.
哦，这个礼仪律是摩西听依照神的吩咐他。摩西把它写下来的。
So these ordinances are the things that Moses wrote down according to God's instructions.
我们看生命记三十一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31.
生命记三十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
生命记三十一章二十四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 24.
摩西将这律法上的话写在书上，极致写完的。
24. So it was when Moses had completed writing the words of the, this law in the book.
哦，这些礼仪跟规条呢，是为着以色列百姓，他们若是犯了神的诫命之后，怎么样来赎罪？
So these laws and ordinances had to do with what happens after Israelite sins and how their sins can be redeemed.
哦，所以写得很详细。
So there are a lot of details.
但是这是摩西用手写的。
But they are written by the hands of Moses.
啊，这个并不是放在约柜里面呐。
So these are not placed in the Ark of the Covenant.
这是放在哪里呢？
Where are these texts placed?
31:26哈，三十一章二十六节。
Look at chapter 31, verse.
生命记三十一章二十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 26.
将这律法书放在主你们神的约柜旁，可以在那里见证以色列人的不是。啊，所以是放在约柜的旁边啊，不是放在约柜里面。
This book of law was put beside the Ark of the Covenant, it's not placed inside of it.
啊，主耶稣来的时候，
When Lord Jesus came,
当这个礼仪律这些规条因着主耶稣救恩的成全已经毁掉了。
These laws and ordinances were destroyed with the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是神的诫命却是长存的。
But God's commandment is eternal.
我们看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第十四节。
Colossians chapter
2,
verse
14. 哥罗西书第二章十四节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Verse 14. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
这边说涂抹的律法上所写的攻击我们、有碍我们的字句，把它撤去。钉在十字架上，所以律法上用手写的这些 ordinance 就是那些摩西的礼仪规条这些很繁杂的规定，把它撤去的，把它钉在十字架上面。
So here the ordinances and the laws written by the hands of Moses have been wiped out and they are nailed to the cross.
这是主耶稣来到世上，把这些礼仪规条把它撤去，因为我们有主的恩典，我们若是犯了错，我们不需要去做这些献祭，不需要遵照摩西律法上面的一些很繁杂的规定来赎我们的罪。
And Lord Jesus has wiped out the ordinances because of his sacrifice, we no longer need to make these offerings and sacrifices in order to redeem our sins.
我们若是犯了罪，犯了错怎么办？
So now, if we make mistakes or transgress against God, what do we do?
希伯来书那边怎么说？
What does Hebrew say?
我们只要放胆的到哪里？施恩的宝座前就可以，对不对？这记载在什么地方？
Well, it's just recorded how we can boldly go in front of the mercy seat.
希伯来书第几章？
Which chapter in Hebrews?
希伯来书。这些就是这些经文都是很重要，但是基本我们都把它记住。第四章。
These are very basic and important verses, so let's remember them.
希伯来书第四章十六节。
Hebrew chapter 4, verse 16. Chapter 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
只要放胆坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前，得怜悯蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助所以我们在这个恩典的时代，我们不需要去献祭，不需要去做很多律法上规条的事情，我们只要到耶稣的基督的面前，我诚心悔改，那罪就可以得赦了。
Because we live under grace, we no longer need to follow the ordinances and make sacrifice. We just need to come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy.
哦，所以后悔，主耶稣来的时候，他有把神的诫命把它去掉吗？
So when Lord Jesus came, did he destroy the commandments of God?
没有哈。
He did not.
主耶稣来没有废去，主耶稣是成全神的诫命啊。神这个宝贵的吩咐。
He did not come to destroy the commandments, but he came to fulfill it.
啊，为什么说成全？
What do we say that Lord Jesus fulfilled the commandments?
因为我们刚刚提到哈，以前旧约这个的人呢，他们遵守神的诫命，从外表上面来遵守。
And it is fulfilled because in the past, they followed God's commandments externally.
但是呢，耶稣基督来了，要把这个提升啊。我们要从心里面去遵守这些。
And Lord Jesus came and want us to be elevated, so we keep the commandments with our hearts.
啊，主耶稣在马太福音第五章说哈，举了很多的例子嘛哈。
In Matthew,
恨人、杀人，还有犯奸淫。啊，以前在摩西律法的时代，你要去真的去杀了人，真的去犯了奸淫，才是真正违背神的命令。
In Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus Christ gave a few examples like murder, adultery, in the Old Testament, you have to actually have committed these acts to transgress against God.
但是主耶稣来的是说，我们心里面若是有向去恨人的，便是杀人的。
But Lord Jesus tells us that if we hate another person in our heart, we have committed murder.
哦，我们若是想一些不好的事情，就是犯了奸淫了。
And if we have unclean thoughts, then we have committed adultery.
哦，所以把这个标准提高，就把神的诫命把它成全了。
When he actually elevated the standard, he fulfilled God's commandments.
啊，所以主耶稣来不是要废去，乃是要成全。
The Lord Jesus did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
啊，所以主耶稣有废去安息日吗？
So the Lord Jesus abolished the Sabbath day.
没有嘛？啊，
he did not.
没有哈。若是有人问我们这个问题的时候，哈。我们要怎么知道怎么去回答他们
？So if someone asks us this question, we need to know how to answer them.
啊，再来，我们刚刚有提到这个主日。
And just now we mentioned the Lord's Day.
啊，主日在圣经上哪里有记载
？Where is the Lord's Day recorded in the Bible?
我们经常听到主日嘛，哈，啊，为什么会教会讲主日呢
？We often hear other churches talk about the Lord's Day.
啊，这记载在哪里？
Where is this recorded?
看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章第十节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as a trumpet.
这边是约翰，他说：“当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号。”好，所以很多为教会的人呢，都用这一节哈来说我们所神的聚会哈，要说这个。是在礼拜天，是在主的日子。
So a lot of churches will point to this verse and say that we should worship God on the Lord's Day, which is Sunday.
啊，若是我们有听到这个时候呢，哈，我们要跟他们稍微解释一下，沟通一下，哈。
So if we hear this, we should explain to them.
啊，约翰所讲的这个主日啊，不是指的一天，就那一天礼拜天就叫主日。
So here, when John talks about the Lord's Day, he's not talking about one day, which is Sunday.
啊，这个主日呢，是在约珥书第二章那边讲到，说是主大而可畏的日子。
And this is actually referring back to Joash when you talk about the frightful day of the Lord.
我们看约珥书第二章，约珥，
啊 ，Joel，
约珥书第二章。
Let's turn to Joel chapter 2.
约珥书是在何西阿书的后面。
This is after Hosea.
约珥书第二章三十一节。
Joel chapter 2, verse 31.
日头要变为黑暗，月亮也变为血，这都在主大而可畏的日子未到已 钱啊，啊，所以约翰看到这个异象，他说的主日就是约珥书这边先知所预言的大而可畏的日子。
So when John saw the vision on the Lord's day, he's referring to this great and awesome day of the Lord prophesied by prophet Joel.
哦，所以这个主来的日子，主日不是指的一天呐、啊，三点啊，礼拜天呐、啊。
So the Lord's day does not refer to one day, which is Sunday.
哦，这个主日是一段时间。
The Lord's Day is a period of time.
哦，约翰看这个启示录这个意象是有一段时间的。
And when John saw the visions in Revelation, there is during a period of time.
哦，这个主日是渐进的。
And the Lord's Day is coming closer.
哦，是哦，要显出的一些异兆呢，是由小然后慢慢的变大的。
There's a progression from smaller visions until towards a greater vision.
哦，所以这个主日是主大而可畏的日子。
So this Lord's Day is the great and awesome day of the Lord.
哦，在帖撒罗尼迦前书跟后书呢，那边也有提到说哈，主的日子。
And in First and Second Thessalonians, there are also mentions of the Lord's Day.
哦，在腓立比书那边有提到说耶稣基督的日子。
And Philippians also mentions the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，这些都是讲说主耶稣再来的那一段时间哈，大而可畏的日子。
And these all refer to the great and awesome day of the Lord when he will come back again.
哦，所以我们跟我们的一些朋友哈，卫教会的朋友在讲这个主日的时候呢，哈，我们要让他们清楚，圣经上这个主日只是一段时间，是指的主将来来到的那种大而可畏的日子。
So when we talk to other friends who mentioned the Lord's Day, we have to explain to them that in the Bible, the Lord's Day is the period of time, the great and awesome days of the Lord that's towards the end of the time.
啊，那我们刚刚有提到说哈，这个安息日呢哈是为人设立的。
And just now we mentioned that the Sabbath day is made for men.
啊，那昨天传道有提到哈，这个安息日什么时候被改变的？
And yesterday, the pastor also mentioned when Sabbath day was changed.
啊，其实在这啊，主耶稣还没有来到世上啊，还没有降世到世上的时候呢，哈，在罗马那一带呢，哈，有一种宗教叫做拜日教，哈。
And before Jesus was born on this earth, there was a religion in Rome that worships the sun god.
哦，在67 BC 啊，就是主前67年的时候。哦，这个拜日教已经传到罗马。
In about 67 BC, this cult that worshipped the sun god had been preached to Rome.
哦，所以这个拜日教哈、哦，一直的传遍整个罗马帝国。
And this religion was spreading throughout the Roman Empire.
哦，他们是在礼拜天聚会。
And they gathered to worship on Sunday.
哦，所以 Sunday 叫做 Sunday 嘛。
That's why Sunday is called Sunday.
哦，因为是他们是拜太阳的。
Because on that day they worship the sun.
啊，所以当这个主后六十几年的时候，哈，这个罗马皇帝啊，开始在逼迫这个基督徒。
And so in 68. The Roman Empire began to persecute Christians.
啊，其实不单是基督徒的哈，他们在逼迫这个犹太人。
So not just Christians, they actually persecuted Jews as well.
我们看《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章第二节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 2.
使徒行传十八章第二节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 2.
遇到一个犹太人名叫雅居拉，他身在本都，因为阁老丢命，犹太人离开罗马，新近带着七百基拉从意大利来到来，保罗就投奔了他们。提到一对夫妇，百基拉跟雅居拉。
Here it mentions a couple, Aquila and Priscilla.
他们离开罗马。
So they departed from Rome.
啊，为什么罗马皇帝要他们离开罗马
？Why did the emperor of Rome command them to leave Rome？
因为逼迫开始 临到犹太人了。
Because the persecution began to reach the Jews.
哦，所以他们就要离开罗马。
So they had to leave Rome.
哦，所以那时候的兵丁呢，哦，开始在抓犹太人了。
So at that time, the soldiers began to capture Jews.
怎么知道你是犹太人？
How do they know you're a Jew?
因为他们知道犹太人在哪一天聚会。
Because they know which day the Jews gather to worship.
犹太人都在礼拜六聚会嘛。
They worship on Saturday.
哦，所以要抓犹太人很简单哈。
So it's very easy to capture Jews.
就是礼拜天到礼拜天到礼拜五都可以休息，结果礼拜六去抓就好了。
They can rest from Sunday to Friday. They only need to go out and work and capture Jews on Saturday.
哦，所以但是呢，当时很多基督徒啊，信耶稣的，他们也是在礼拜六聚会。
At that time, a lot of the Christians who believe in Lord Jesus also worshipped on Saturday.
他们虽然是不是犹太人
，even though they're not Jews，
但是他们相信主，所以在礼拜六安息日聚会。
But because they believe in Lord Jesus, so they also keep the Sabbath day.
就是因为这样，他们在礼拜六聚会，所以有些基督徒呢也被抓了。
And because they keep the Sabbath day, they are also captured and arrested by the guards.
哦，所以有一些信心比较软弱的基督徒呢。他们就开始想，是不是能够到在礼拜天聚会
？So some of the Christians who are more weak in faith begin to wonder if they could keep to worship on Sunday.
因为大部分人都在礼拜天聚会吧
？Because most people they worship on Sunday.
哦，所以就慢慢的教会的道理呢，慢慢的转移，从礼拜六聚会到礼拜天聚会。
So slowly the teachings in the church began to change, and they began to worship on Sunday instead of Saturday.
啊，一直到第四世纪的时候呢，整个罗马天主教就把它改成在礼拜天聚会呢。
And until about third or fourth century, the Roman Catholic Church officially changed the worship day to Sunday.
啊，这就是为什么哈，很多的教会现在是在礼拜天聚会的原由了。
And this is the reason why many Christian church worship on Sunday today.
啊，那昨天传道有提到说哈，为什么我们要守安息日
？So yesterday the pastor mentioned why we need to keep the Sabbath.
我们能想一下为什么要守安息日
？You need to think about why we need to keep the Sabbath.
在讲义里面都有哈。
These are all in your handouts.
啊，为什么要守安息日
？Why do we need to keep the Sabbath？
啊，第一个。
First,
哦，我们要享受身心灵的休息。
We must receive rest in our body and spirit and soul.
啊，第二个，我们来纪念神的创造。
The second is we have to remember the creation of God.
啊，第三个。
Third,
我们要来预现在所安息是在预表将来永远的安息。
So keeping the Sabbath day now prefigures the eternal rest we will have in heaven.
啊，第四个，所安息是跟我们。跟神之间的约定
And the fourth is that it is a sign of a covenant between our believers and God.
哦，所以这些我们要也是要记着哈，为什么我们要守安息日
？So we must also remember these. These are the reasons we must keep the Sabbath.
好哈，那我们从安息日跳到教会。
So from Sabbath, we now move on to the church.
我们今天讲的是独一真教会。
This is the basic belief of one true church.
好。所以有些慕道朋友啊，到我们教会来的时候呢，啊，就有一些问题啊。
Some of the true seeker friends, when they come to our church, they have a question.
好，说你们教会叫真耶稣教会。
So you call yourself the true Jesus Church.
啊，这个那是不是其他教会都是假的
？Does that mean that all other churches are false?
啊，所以就也是因为这样子，然后我们在讲我们教会的名字的时候，我们不好意思讲出来。
So for this reason, sometimes we are a little bit embarrassed to tell people our name.
因为我们通常我们都不喜欢去触犯别人嘛。
So we don't like to offend other people.
哦，所以我们不想不好意思把我们教会的名字讲出来。
And we are a little bit timid in saying our church's name.
那我们其实真耶稣教会这个名字是有它的意义的。
But the name True Jesus Church has its meaning.
啊，那真耶稣教会的意义是这个名字的意义是什么
？What is the meaning of the True Jesus Church?
那再来呢？啊，真教会的条件是什么
？What are the requirements to be the one true church？
啊，昨天传道也有跟我们学习哈，我们跟我们的朋友讲论的时候呢，哈，我们先让他知道说，圣经当中真教会的条件是什么
？So yesterday the pastor also talked to us about about how we should share this topic, that is, we need to explain to them from the biblical perspective what is the one true church.
我们先不要把真耶稣教会跟唯一得救的教会先把它变成挂在一起哈。
We don't need to first say that the true Jesus church is the one true church.
哦，我们先从圣经上的角度，让他们去自己去发掘了解什么是真教会啊，唯一得救的真教会的条件。
So from the Bible, we'll explain to them what the requirements are to be the one true.
啊，让他们去了解哈，这些条件符合了才是一个真教会。
So they can understand that only a church that meets all the requirements in the Bible can be the one true church.
哦，因为主的身体只有一个。
Because Lord Jesus only has one body.
啊，教会只有一个。
There's only one church.
啊，这些条件找出来之后，那我们再去跟他讲说，你现在所在的教会是不是合乎这个条件？
After we have go over all the requirements, then we'll ask them to see whether this church meets all the requirements.
好，那我们也跟他讲说，我们真耶稣教会是符合这些条件的。
So we explain to them that the true Jesus church meets all the requirements in the Bible.
好，因为我们都是相信从一本圣经。
Because we all base our belief in the Bible.
好，从圣经的角度，我们去沟通，大家都能够认同。
To communicate through the Bible so we can come to a common understanding.
啊，若是我们还没有谈论之前就跟他讲说我是真你是假，这就很难谈下去的。
Before we even begin this discussion, we tell them that we are true and you are false, then it's very difficult for us to continue.
啊，我们从圣经上的角度来找出来真教会的条件是什么。
So from the perspective of the Bible, we'll find out what the requirements of a true church is.
那真耶稣教会这几个字的名字的什么意义
？So what is the meaning of our name, the True Jesus Church？
好，我们看这个讲义哈。
Let's look at the handouts.
第一个哈。
First.
真。
True.
好，我们根据圣经上的了解哈。
From our understanding from the Bible,
这个真是代表独一的真神啊。
True represent one true God.
啊，因为神的神性就是真呐。
Because the divine nature of God is true.
啊，在耶利米书第十章第十节。
This is in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10.
我们看耶利米书第十章第十节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10.
听一下。
Verse 10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. In his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation.
所以这边提到说，唯有主神是真的，是真神啊。
But the Lord is the true God.
啊，这是圣经上告诉我们的神的他的本性是真的。
And here it tells us God's divine nature is true.
啊，主耶稣也这样讲哈，啊，他们是来证明神是真的。
Lord Jesus also said that he came to prove that the God is true.
我们看约翰福音三章三十三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3 verse 33.
约翰福音三章三十三节。
John chapter 3 verse 33.
那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。所以主耶稣讲说，这些领受见证的人呢，能够证明神是真的。
Those who receive Lord Jesus' testimony certify that God is true.
啊，所以我们的主是真神啊，他的特性就是真。
So our Lord is the true God, that his essence is true.
啊，所以怎么真耶稣教会的第一个字真是来描述神的本性。
So the first word in our name, True Jesus Church, is a description of God's nature.
啊，再来耶稣。
And then Jesus.
耶稣是我们的中保。
So Jesus is our mediator.
圣经上说只有一位中保，就是耶稣基督。
The Bible tells us that there is only one mediator who is Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要 得到救恩必须要借着耶稣基督的中保，我们能够赎罪，让我们跟神可以和好。
If you want to receive the salvation, we must have Lord Jesus Christ as our mediator so he can redeem our sins and we can reconcile with God.
我们看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章第五节。
Verse 5.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。所以耶稣是我们跟神之间的中保。
So Lord Jesus is a mediator between us and God and man.
所以真耶稣，再来就是教会，谁是教会？
So true Jesus church, and who is the church?
教会是什么？
What is church?
教会是这个建筑物吗？
Is the church this building?
教会不是建筑物。
The church is not just the building.
我们有些弟兄姊妹他们在外州，没有教会的建筑物，但是弟兄姊妹合在一起聚会也是教会。
So in some of the states out there, we don't have a church building, but brother and sister gather together to worship. So that's also a church.
所以教会是一群被用主的宝血所属来的这些神的儿女聚在一起的一个团体叫教会。
So the church is a group of people who have been redeemed by God's precious blood and who are the children of God.
所以这叫构成我们的真耶稣教会。
So all these elements form our name, which is the true Jesus Church.
我们不是讲我们是真的，你是假的。
So we're not saying that we're true and you're false.
我们是讲这个真神是在我们这个教会里面。
We're saying that the true God is at this church.
我们高举耶稣的名，是我们教会的名。
We elevate Lord Jesus' name as the name of our church.
所以我们要到我们的天父那边呢，必须要透过经过耶稣这个中保他的宝血的洗净之后呢。我们才有办法到天父那边去。
If we want to go to our heavenly Father, we must be washed by the precious blood of Lord Jesus in order to go to our heavenly Father.
所以真耶稣教会这几个字是把神的救恩的计划还有神的作为做一个综合起来。
So the name True Jesus Church is a description, a summary of God's plan of salvation.
所以当有人问我们教会叫什么的时候呢？我们讲真耶稣教会，我们不需要觉得这个是不好意思讲的。
So when other people ask us the name of our church and we say True Jesus Church, we do not need to feel embarrassed.
再来我们讲说一个真教会的条件，下一个 page。
And next slide, we talk about the requirement of a true church.
我们昨天有学过，真教会的条件是什么。
We went over this yesterday. What are the requirements of one true church?
我们看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 through 4.
这边概括了一个真教会必须要有的条件。
This passage describes the requirements of one true church.
所以我们这边讲义这边的经文不是很多了，用意是能让大家能够记住。
So there are many verses that's included in these handouts, but the main purpose is for us to be able to memorize them.
因为我们要跟大家讲，你不用圣经很难讲。
If you want to explain to others, but you do not use the Bible, then it's very difficult.
但是我们有时候年纪大的圣经节再来都记不清楚。
But sometimes as we get older, it's very difficult for us to memorize Bible verses.
所以我们这些比较不是很多的经文，但是很重要的，我们都要把它记清楚。
So there are not that many verses listed here, but very, very important, so we should memorize them.
希伯来书第二章从第一节我们念到第四节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 through 4.
这边有提到几个一个真教会比较有的条件。
So a few requirements of one true church are mentioned here. Verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to things we have heard, lest we drift away. Verse 2. For if the word spoken through angels proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just reward. 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? 4. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will.
这边第四节，神用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证，要做什么样的见证？
So what kind of witness will we bear?
要做见证的目标，那这个东西是什么？
What is the content of this witness?
从第一节到第三节，我们可以知道，要做见证是为了要跟我们所传的福音来做见证。
The purpose of bearing this witness to witness for the gospel that we preach.
所以真教会的几个条件，第一个，这边所提到有要有圣灵的同在。
So the requirements of one true church, first here it mentions that it has to have the gift of the Holy Spirit.
第二个，必须要有神迹奇事。
And there must be signs and miracles.
第三个，就是我们所传的要合乎圣经上的真理。
The third requirement is that the teachings has to be according to the Bible.
第四个呢，就是这个真教会必须要符合旧约上的预言。
The fourth is that must fulfill the prophecies in the Old Testament.
有这四个条件才能够构成是一个真教会的条件。
And these are the requirements that a true church must have.
所以我们可以跟我们的朋友在谈论的时候，看他们教会是不是有这四样的条件。
So as we talk to our friends, we can talk with them whether their church meet all these requirements.
我们自己心里面现在可以再默念一下哈，有几个条件是构成真教会的条件。
So in our hearts, let's try to remember and recite the requirements of one true church.
第一个是什么？
What's the first one?
我们可以想一下哈。
We can think about this.
第二个是什么？
What's the second requirement?
第三个是什么？
What's the third requirement?
第四个是什么？
What's the fourth requirement?
那我们重复的哈，经常去思考这些哈，那我们在跟人家谈的时候就不会紧张。
So let's think about this repeatedly, and so when we have to talk to other people, we won't be nervous.
因为这些已经成为我们身体的一部分了。
Because this has become part of our body.
当慕道朋友来的时候，你不会想说你赶快去找传道，或是赶快去找教会的长子来跟他们谈。
So when true seekers come, you won't hurry to find pastors or elders and deacons in church to help you.
因为你已经有了。
Because you already possess this.
我们刚唱诗唱168首哈，基督的精兵哈。
And just now we sing hymn 168. This is a Christian soldier.
当兵就是要跟人家打战嘛哈。
To be a soldier, you're going out to battle.
那我们跟在属灵上打战的时候，我们要用什么跟人家打战？
So we engage in spiritual battle. Then what do we use to fight against other people?
我们是用剑来打战嘛。
We use a sword.
剑是什么？
What is our sword?
神的道嘛。
It's the words of God.
你当一个阿兵哥，你没有拿武器，你怎么去跟人家打？
If you're a soldier but you have no weapon, how can you go into battle?
人家敌人来的时候，你用身体跟他打吗？
When enemies come, do you fight with them with your body?
你用手跟他打。
You try to fight with them with your bare hand.
或是拿木头跟人家打。
Do you get a stick? Wooden stick.
要用宝剑，就是神的道，跟他们打。
You need a sword, which is the words of God.
所以要用圣灵的充满，要有神迹奇事，要有神的道，并且能够应验旧约先知的预言，这才是一个真教会。
There must be the fullness of the Holy Spirit, accompanied by the miracles and signs, and have teachings as according to the Bible, and fulfills Old Testament prophecies.
那我们看真耶稣教会是不是符合这几个条件
？Does the true Jesus Church meet these requirements?
真耶稣教会有没有符合这几个条件
？Does the true Jesus Church fulfill these requirements?
有没有
？Does it?
有。Are you sure? Sure. 100% sure. 感谢神若是你还不sure的话，回去再祷告。
So if you're not quite 100% sure when you go home, you should pray.
求神给你启示智慧的灵。
So ask God to give you to reveal to you the spirit of wisdom.
因为你自己没有办法 convince 你自己哈，你怎么样去 convince 别人呢？
If you're not able to convince yourself, how are you going to convince others?
真耶稣教会是不是有符合这几个条件？
Does the true Jesus Church meet all these requirements?
我下次再问的时候，你一定要赶快点头，跟赵弟兄一样，这样表示说你是 fully convinced。
So next time when I ask the question again, please knock your head quickly. That means you are fully convinced.
这样子的话，我们传才有力量。
Only in this way can we have power when we preach.
你如果是在外面卖东西，你那个讲话的声音很短，根本不晓得你在讲什么，或是你这个东西好像你自己都不敢用的，你怎么卖出去？
So if you go out and try to sell things, but you are very soft and you do not dare to speak loudly, and this is something that you don't really want to use yourself, then how can you sell this thing?
我们要 fully convince.Conviction, 我们才有办法把这个福音传出去。
We have to be fully convinced ourselves and have the conviction in order to preach this gospel.
所以我们能够确认我们真耶稣教会是符合真教会的条件，我们才有办法把这个福音真正的有动力把它传出去。
So we have to be convinced that the true Jesus Church meets all the requirements of the one true church in order to have the power to preach this gospel.
好，因为时间的关系，我们跳到圣灵哈。
Because the time will skip over to Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，我们慕道朋友来的时候呢哈，这个是会让我们很紧张的哈。
So when true seeker friends come, Holy Spirit is often a topic that makes us really nervous.
因为我们不晓得我们的朋友。看到听到我们教会在这样的祷告，他们的反应是怎么样
？Because we cannot know what their reaction would be when they see our prayer.
那通常呢，我们对圣灵呢，有几个错误的观念。
So there are some misconceptions about Holy Spirit.
第一个呢
，First，
信的时候就领受圣灵了。
That you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe.
第二个
，Second，
得圣灵只是。圣灵的恩讲方言只是圣灵的恩赐之一。
That speaking in tongue is only one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
我们对于这两个问题，我们要怎么去回应他们
？So how do we answer these two questions?
昨天传道用很多的经文来帮助我们。
Yesterday, the pastor went through many Bible verses to help us.
这些经文记载在哪里
？Where are these verses recorded?
或是你只要知道附近的但是我们用。圣经当中有哪几个事情来让我们举证信的时候没有圣灵圣灵讲方言 不只是一个圣灵的恩赐之一我们要怎么从哪里举证
So where are some events recorded in the Bible that we can use to prove that you do not receive the Holy Spirit when you believe and that speaking in tongues is not just one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit
有什么例子可以举
What examples can you give?
第一个
First,
彼得、约翰在哪一座城
？Where was Peter and Peter and Paul?
好，弟兄这边有人，姊妹这边有没有讲在哪里？在撒玛利亚。
So Peter and John were in Samaria.
在《使徒行传》第八章。第八章
This is in Acts chapter 8.
他们受洗之后有没有得到圣灵
After they were baptized, did they receive the Holy Spirit?
昨天传道也有教导我们这个腓力非常有能力的工人到撒玛利亚行了很多什么神迹奇事
Yesterday, the pastor also taught us that Philip went to Samaria and he performed many miracles and signs.
但是有没有人得到圣灵
？But did anyone receive the Holy Spirit?
这些人都受洗的，但是没有得到圣灵。
They were all baptized, but they had not yet received the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒在耶路撒冷听到这件事情，就差遣彼得跟约翰去，要按手让他们得到圣灵。
When the apostles heard of this, they sent Peter and John there to lay hands on them so they can receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道受洗的时候并不代表得到圣灵。
So we know that when you're baptized, that doesn't mean you already have the Holy Spirit.
那讲方言只是圣灵的恩赐之一吗
So the speaking tongue is speaking tongue only one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那我们怎么样举证跟他们说不是这样子？
How do we prove that this is not the case?
嗯、Danny, 要是你怎么回答？
How will you answer this?
昨天传道提到保罗到什么地方去？到一座城叫什么
？Yesterday the pastor mentioned Paul went somewhere. What city? Where is this?
使徒行传十九章。
In Acts chapter 19.
啊，保罗到了以弗所。
Paul went to Ephesus.
问他们什么问题
？What did he ask them?
什么问题
？What did he ask them?
你们信的时候受圣灵了没有
？Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed？
啊，若说方言，啊，只是恩赐之一啊，那表示什么？并不是每一个人都需要吧
？So if the speaking tongue is only one of the gifts, then not everyone needs to have it。
啊，今天若是问有的 ，Danny 不一定要，因为这是恩赐嘛。啊，每一个人在教会当中，每一个人都要不同的恩赐，才能够建立整个身体啊。
So in the church, not everyone needs the same gift. People can have different gifts in order to build one body.
啊、哦，但是保罗一到那边就问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
？”So when Paul arrived in Ephesus, he asked them, "When you believe, did you receive the Holy Spirit?"
啊、哦，所以这个受圣灵说方言，并不是只有恩赐之一的，是每一个人都必须要。领受的
so speaking in tongue and having the Holy Spirit is not just one of the gifts, but everyone has to have it.
啊、哦，那教会的一些工人啊，他们也有就是研究这个希腊文嘛，哈。
So in there are workers in church who study Greek.
啊、哦，在使徒行传第二章啊，这个说方言，这个圣灵所用的。还有跟哥林多前书第十二章这个圣灵的恩赐所用的这个字，在原文是不一样的。
In Acts chapter 2 and First Corinthians, when they talk about the Holy speaking in tongue being a gift, the word for gift is different.
这两个字是什么
？There are two different words for gift. Why are they?
我们应该可以。要知道了哈，这两个字是什么？
Right,
在使徒行传第二章说方言，每一个人都需要这个圣灵的原文的字叫什么
？So in Acts chapter 2, when they received the gift speaking tongue, this is what everyone needs. What is the original Greek word for this?
啊，在哥林多前书十二章，这个圣灵的恩赐，说方言的恩赐，这个原文是什么？
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when it talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, what is the original Greek for the gift here?
这些我们若是知道的话，跟我们朋友讲会比较有说服力。
So if we can know this, then it will be more convincing for us to talk to our friends.
这样，这两个字是什么？跟大家分享一下。OK, 好。得圣灵的，在使徒行传第二章三十八节的这个原文叫 Doria。
So in Acts chapter 2 verse 33, this the word that's used is called Doria.
在哥林多前书十二章，这个说方言的恩赐是用 charisma。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when it talks about the gift of the speaking tongue, the word that's used is charisma.
啊，所以原文。讲的是不一样的
So in the original Greek, different words are used.
但是我们现在把它换成英文，换成中文，看起来都是一样。
But after it's been and translated into English or Chinese, it seems to be using the same words.
所以这些是简单的把我们这两天所学习的希望大家能够在记忆能够在。再重新的再把它记起来一些比较重要的圣经节呢我们也可以 把它存记在心里面啊，经常去把它翻啊，变成我们身体的一部分。
So we quickly review how we learned the last 2 days, and I hope we can think about and read these verses often so they can become part of us.
啊，还有几分钟，我们很快的换到希望。
And we have a few minutes, so let's quickly turn to page C1.
希望跟西兔呢，哈，因为我们在座有很多我们教会的先道的部门的负责人。
And C2 is because there are many council members who are in charge of the evangelical department here.
啊，这些呢是总会给各个地方教会哈。我们在联会之前要两个月之前要做什么？一个月之前要做什么
？So this is a suggestion from the GA on things we should do two months before this evangelical service and 1 month before the evangelical service.
虽然我们对这个先道的工作刚好是可能是刚上任，不是很熟悉，但是如果说我们能够按照这个 checklist 去做安排、去做准备，那我们的联会、布道会我们应该是可以把它弄得比较完美一点。
So even though we might be new to the task, but if we can follow these suggestions to prepare for our spiritual convocation, so we can have a more complete preparation.
两个月前要做什么
？What do we need to do 2 months prior?
就是要宣布跟会众宣布，每天为了灵恩布道会来祷告。
We're to announce to the congregation to have a special daily prayer for the spiritual convocation.
并且在安息日的上校聚会结束之后呢？请会众用十五分钟来祷告。
And lead the congregation for a 15-minute prayer before or after morning Sabbath service.
那我们各教会呢，开始呢要有这个福音茶会的举办。
And the churches can start to have gospel tea fellowships.
还有一些传单的一些准备。
And to prepare flyers, invitations.
那一个月前要做什么呢
？What do we need to do a month before？
这是。我们现在讲的只是建议啦，不是说你一定要这样做。
So these are, of course, suggestions. It doesn't mean you have to do these.
我们可以根据我们各个地方教会的需要来做调整。
But we can modify this according to our individual church's needs.
一个月前呢，我们跟会众宣布说，为灵恩会的事工，我们可以做禁食的祷告。
So a month before, we'll announce to the congregation that we can start fasting for this spiritual convocation.
并且呢，我们开始把这个福音的传单，把它邀请函，把它寄出去。
And begin to send out and mail out the invitation cards.
并且打电话来邀请我们的慕道朋友。
And call the true seeker friends.
我们一些比较少来的信徒呢，我们 来提醒他们，我们年会在几个礼拜之后就开始了。
And also members who have come to church for some time to remind them that the spiritual convocation is coming up.
那当然一些灵恩会的一些准备的工作，我们在这一个月里面呢，要把它完成。
And we had to complete all the preparations for the spiritual convocation within this 1 month.
细节方面我们自己来去看每一样，我们有做到就把它勾起来。
So we can go through each item in detail and to make sure that we have used this as a checklist.
看 C3.
C3.
这是我们每一间教会呢，我们的宣道的部门在每一年，我们若是可以的话，我们要做的一个计划跟准备。
This is a working plan that every evangelical department, each church, should prepare and complete.
若是我们教会的宣道的部门对整个教会的宣道的工作。整年度呢，我们都没有计划的话
，If the evangelical department has no year-long plan for the evangelical work in church，
我们把所有的事情都说求神来带领。
You say everything we ask God for guidance，
求神来开路。
We ask God to open the way。
当然，这也是一个方式了。
Of course, you can do this。
但是呢，我们对一个神给我们交代给我们的使命。我们是做得很被动。
But this is a very passive way to approach a task that's been entrusted to us by God.
我们当一个神忠心的工人，我 们要很主动的去做一些计划，先到方面的计划。
Being a faithful worker for God, we need to be proactive in planning and working for God.
第一个要做什么计划
？What's the first plan we need to make？
我们现在讲比较几个比较重要的哈。
I just go through some of the more important.
怎么样来推广？怎么样来加强我们整个教会的祷告的工作
？So how we can promote the spirit of prayer for evangelical work？
啊，宣道工作是神在开人的心。
Evangelism is done through God opening the hearts of people。
我们在说的。再怎么好听 再有多的说服力神不开人的心都没用、啊、
It doesn't matter how eloquent we are how persuasive we are if God does not open their heart there's no use、
哦、所以我们教会要有这个为宣道的祷告的计划要有祷告的时间
So you must set time to pray for our evangelism work
所以这是第一个我们今年一定要做的
So this is the first thing we must do this year.
我们宣道的工人，我们计划好之后，跟我们职务会建议，让整个职务会来推广，整个职务会来配合这个祷告的工作。
So after we made this plan, we should make this suggestion to the whole council, and the council can begin to promote this work of prayer.
啊、哦，第一来再来了，我们看第一哈，就是我们各个教会一定要有这个宣道的小组或是福音的小组。
And then each church should have an evangelical outreach team.
啊，这是呢，宣道的工作不是我们只有我们自己一个人在做。
So then this is beyond just doing personal evangelism.
啊，不是这不是宣道的负责人一个人在做。
So this is not just something that's done by one person in church.
必须要有一个团队一个 team 一起来做啊，才有效力。
So you must have a team to and work together for this to be efficient.
若是我们教会有宣道的小组，我们要把它推广，要把它有效力的来应用。
So if there is already an evangelical team, we should promote it and find an effective way to use this team.
若是我们教会目前还没有这个宣道的小组，我们要想方法跟我们传道来商量，跟我们教会的执会来商量，怎么样来弄一个宣道的小组。
So if we do not have an evangelical team right now, we should talk to our pastor and the council members and see how we can establish a team.
若是只有你一个人在做
If you're the only person doing this task,
或是两个人在做
or just two people,
你会发现你做完一年之后，你下一任的负责你不敢做了
You'll realize that after one year, you do not want to do this anymore.
我们这个宣道工人的讲习会已经办了三次到四次的哈。
We have had this evangelical workers seminar for about three or four times.
很可惜的，当然很感谢神的哈，我们今年看到很多新的面孔。
But thank God we see a lot of new faces this year.
但是比较可惜的是说，以前很热心来参加的哈，最近好像对，就比较冷淡一点了。
But we also saw a few who was very zealous in attending the last few years have grown a little cold.
可能在各教会以前都很热心在做宣道的工作。
Some of them have been very fervent in preaching the gospel in their own church.
但是就变得比较冷淡。
But they have grown a little bit cold.
但是可能压力比较大。
Maybe there's too much pressure.
没有人受洗真的是。哇，心里面很压力很大。
If no one come to be baptized, then there's a lot of pressure.
若是我们有一个团队大家一起来做那我们的压力会比较少一点求神来带领因为几个人同心合意的神会垂听我们的祷告。
So if we have a team and can do this through teamwork, then there will be less pressure, and we can pray to God in one accord.
好，那我们下午还有传道跟我们这个怎么样来固守我们的真道这是很重要的
So this afternoon we'll have another class with the pastor and he will discuss us how we can hold onto the truth in our faith
跪下祷告
Let's kneel down to pray